want some water before you record?
No, I'm good. Thanks.
Good to go. Okay.
Okay. So, 2 years into the launch of the new strategy, what's your proudest moment so far?
The proudest moment came in October of 2011, when we stood on stage, and it was just 6 months after we had signed the Microsoft agreement adopt Windows Phone for our Lumia smartphone platform. And we introduced to the world the Lumia 800 and the Lumia 710, and we caught a lot of people by surprise that it had happened so quickly. But what was really proud and brought, frankly, a number of tears to the eyes of people in the audience who were from Nokia is, as part of the presentation, we went to a live video feed from one of our factories. And there the factory manager said, not only are we introducing these products to the world, but they are coming off the assembly line right now. And for Nokia to have delivered it in 6 months and bring it to production in that time period was something that for many, many years had not been done. And so everyone in the company realized, wow, we're changing, and here we go. So that was a very proud moment, and a lot of Nokians will remember it for a long time.
And your hardest moment in these last 2 years?
Hard moments during the last 2 years. I mean, I think there's moments where you fall short of expectations, where you're trying to accomplish certain things and you fall short, you issue a profit warning and things like that, which causes everyone to sort of cringe and say, boy, this is harder than we thought, or there's something we need to think harder about. But one of the things I'm proud of through all of that, and this is very true today, we every 90 days ask the employees of Nokia, how are you doing? And there's a formal set of questions about how do you feel about the company and your work and your leadership and all of these things. And over the last 2 years, the company's gone through some very difficult moments where you don't feel so good. But when you ask the employees, and we last asked them in early December, how are you doing? The overall response to that was really good, and really good and proud of the work we're doing, and indeed on a measured basis, at a peak second only back to some time in 2007. And so when I see the employees proud and focused and really doing great work, you know that there's good times ahead, because that's what sets the tone for the whole company. So some tough moments, but I see us moving through those.
Okay. Perhaps an unfair question given what you've just said, but is an independent Nokia a talisman for you, or could you see yourselves being bought by Microsoft?
Well, we're a public company, so different things can happen, but we are focused absolutely on Nokia as a broad portfolio of capabilities. The work we do with Microsoft is in one area of our business, but of course, you know, appealing to billions of people around the world with our Asha products and our lowest price products is something that's, you know, unique to Nokia and unrelated to our partnership with Microsoft. The work we do with the HERE navigation platform that we do not only for ourselves, but also for Yahoo and Microsoft and Amazon and Firefox OS and so forth is a much broader story. And of course, Nokia Siemens Networks is an entirely different business that we're 50% owners of. So we have a much broader perspective of who Nokia is and what we stand for than just the partnership with Microsoft.
And what's the app you can't live without?
The app that I can't live without? Well, you saw it just a few minutes ago. Because I travel so much all over the world, I find myself checking that, track my life. How far have I traveled? How much further do I have to go? And, of course, enjoying every minute of it.